Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But, you know, still God's news behind the news. This is an interesting thing that's happening in Israel, where Paul Wilbur, who's a worship leader, he's done a lot of concerts in Israel. He's gotten together with some businessmen there, and they've giving people an opportunity to be a part of Israel who don't have the opportunity to go to Israel virtually. Now, I had a chance to go to Israel. I highly recommend if you ever have the opportunity to go to Israel. I know, Pat, you've been to Israel. It's beautiful. It's a holy land. I mean, it's amazing how all of these things you read in the Bible, you're seeing with your own eyes. But it's also a land in different parts of the land. You feel the spiritual oppression. It's pretty amazing feeling. At one side, you're amazed and filled with awe that Jesus actually walked on this path, or this is where allegedly they say he was buried, and
you have
all these different places and stuff that you see. At the same time, You're feeling the oppression in certain these places that you go. But CBN's reporting about a way that every person who cannot go to Israel at the moment can participate and be in Israel virtually in a cool way. I want you to listen to this.
Welcome back to the CBN News Channel. Many Christians around the world may never have an opportunity to visit the Holy Land.
But now a new project could enable them to have a presence there overlooking the biblical Sea of Galilee. CBN Middle East Bureau Chief Chris Mitchell explains.
For decades, Paul Wilbur has been known around the world for his messianic music and worship concerts. Now he's joining Israeli entrepreneurs in a business venture to give Christians a chance to be part of Israel, even if they can't afford to visit.
And I'm part of a new startup business here in Israel called Face to Zion, which is a web-based ministry, really, of uniting Christian Zionist believers from around the world by the web.
On the Face to Zion website, participants become part of an Israel Lovers Mosaic by choosing to belong to one of the 12 biblical tribes. They upload their pictures and send a message to the site for free. Part of the planned project would enable Christians to have a presence here by paying a small fee and having their pictures burned into a glass panel using Israeli technology. Partners say the pictures would become part of a future 12-tribe mosaic monument near the Sea of Galilee.
We love Israel. We were born here. It's nature. It's natural. But to see so many people who were born in South America, in the United States, in Netherlands, and they love so much and they upload pictures to our mosaic.
Wilbur met with his Israeli partners in Tel Aviv recently. He says wherever he goes, Christians want to visit Israel and ask how they can help the Jewish state. He believes Face to Zion will enable them to have a united voice for Israel.
When you become a voice, a large voice, now you can speak to nations. I mean, this can become almost a movement, of lovers of Zion from all over the world. And Face to Zion can speak to the government of Belgium or of France, make a statement to the White House.
I'm traveling all around the world. I heard a lot of nasty things about Israel. There are so many, huge amount of people, population all around the world that loves Israel. Why not to make them in one place that can be the voice, that be a shofar for Israel?
According to Wilbur, that will help to counter the bad press Israel gets and enable Christian Zionists to speak out for Israel. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Tel Aviv.
Wonderful idea. I'd love to do that.
I would love to do that as well.
That's amazing. This is so cool. Everyone gets a chance to get a chance to be in Israel.
Yeah.
You can send your picture, you get a little message, and they will burn that picture on a glass. They'll stain it on a glass, and they're looking to do, we'll have this video available for you on the Torch, but it looks like a beautiful mosaic on the Sea of Galilee. I've been on the Sea of Galilee. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That will look so awesome mm-hmm. there. That will look so cool. Beautiful. And what a great way to show our love, our support for Israel, for the Jewish people. And right now you can go to facetozion.com. And right now already, they just got started. They have 49,177 pictures of people that have sent their pictures already.
Yeah.
They've already joined. They just got started with this. So this is really, really awesome. It's a great way to connect, a great way for a partnership. And it helps you to realize that although you hear, you know, in the news, many nations and people that hate Israel, there's so many people all around the world mm-hmm. that love Israel. And there's many believers. I mean, believers in this country, believers all around the world that have an amazing love. And what a great way for us to partner with them and do that. It's a really class act.
That's awesome.
And it gives us an opportunity to show the world. When you have a picture, that's what monuments speak. When you have a picture that is you know, there, mm-hmm. it shouts to the world. When you have this monument and say X amount of millions of people sent the picture and the message and paid for it, and it's standing out there. I mean, we have monuments all over our country because they tell a story. You know, you look at the Washington Monument. You look at the monument with Abraham Lincoln. You go to all these different places. Thomas Jefferson, I believe, mm-hmm. has a monument. You see these things. They speak about the nation. They speak about the principles. And it points to something. It's a mm-hmm. sign. And when you see something like that in Israel, it's a sign. It's pointing to saying, listen, we will stand with Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just one country, all over the world. Together we stand as one. We stand as one. And I encourage you to support Israel more than ever. They're looking now at the possibility of war on every side of them. The civil war looks like it could spill over at any moment. There, so they have heightened alert.
From Syria.
From Syria. Mm-hmm. And they're also looking at opportunities to recognize what's happening there in Iran. There's an arsenal, a nuclear arsenal that they're talking about that needs to be exposed. And we have a segment that we want to share with you that we'll go ahead and talk about here in a minute. But it's so important when we recognize and understand that this is a serious, serious deal. This is a serious deal. We want to stand with Israel. We want to make sure that we stand firm. We're going to play this for you real quick.
A top Israeli official warns that Iran is planning on building more than just a nuclear bomb. It wants to build an arsenal of nuclear weapons. Israel's Strategic Affairs Minister Yuval Steinitz says Iran's goal is to produce dozens of nuclear bombs each year.
We are speaking about an historical game changer. It's going to change the world. It's going to create a dangerous new world, totally different than today. It's going to have terrible, dramatic effect, not just on the Middle East and Israel, but also on Europe and the United States and beyond.
Steinitz says international sanctions against Iran are significant, but it's not enough to make Iran abandon its goal of a nuclear arsenal.
So what can we do? You're hearing them say that, listen, it's an arsenal. It's not one. It's not mm-hmm. two. This is serious. And remember last year when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, actually earlier this year, he came to the UN and drew the red line and saying, we've got to be able to stop this before they're able to produce this, you know, weapon here that's going to aim right at us.
Yeah.
We mm-hmm. can continue to pray. That's why I love projects like Face to Zion. It shows solidarity. It shows that we're together. And when believers are standing with Israel, it makes all the difference in the world. And we want you to be encouraged that you can support other ministries like Do Get Ministries in Israel and Tel Aviv, mm-hmm. as well as KUFI.
KUFI, yeah.
mm-hmm. Christians United for Israel. When you see organizations like that that love Israel, that love the people of God, I'm telling you something, it makes such a tremendous difference. Yeah. It makes such a tremendous difference. Also, be active on Facebook because you'll see different things that will come out when you like the KUFI's Facebook page. We encourage you to do that. you can continue to post things virally and they'll go a whole lot faster. But keep Israel in your prayer. There's things that are happening on every side. And if we keep watch, if we stay alert, I'm telling you, we're going to see good things happening. But sometimes the darkest moments have to happen before good can come out of it. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage you, stay plugged in. Stay plugged in. Share VFN Radio with your friends. Continue to share what is happening every day. Things are changing around the world so rapidly. I'm telling you, right now they're changing so rapidly. At any moment, things can turn on a dime.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And what you want to do, don't take anything for granted. You want to be ready. You want to be alert. You want to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because when things shift, I mean, you don't want to be on the wrong side of the shift. And that's not the time to get prepared. That's not the time to get educated. That's not the time to say, what was that website again? What organization?
Right.
I'm trying to get on the torch now. Look, research it.
Yeah.
Listen, he who stands for Israel, he doesn't sleep or slumber. God is the true Iron Dome. You know what the Iron Dome is? Is the hand of God covering over Israel. Listen, no weapon formed against them, we pray and believe, will prosper. And we want to stand with everyone that will stand with Israel. Face to Zion.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.